Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you. Samwise Gamgee shouts this in The Lord of the Rings, as he carries Frodo up Mount Doom to destroy the Ring of Power. It's an iconic tearjerker movie moment, and it makes even the toughest of viewers turn into glass cases of emotion. The reason this scene is so iconic is that it exemplifies brotherly love and sacrifice in its purest form. When Frodo finds himself physically unable to complete his mission alone, his faithful companion is there to pick him up. As an individual with SMA, this is a notion I can relate to constantly. Part of the way I achieve independence is by depending on others for my physical needs. 6 years ago, I met my Samwise Gamgee when I began the search for personal care assistance. Granted, my Sam is a very irreverent one, whose twisted sense of humor mirrors my own. Hey Randy, how come you didn't go to the adult session with me at the SMA conference last year? I didn't want to get there and have everyone ask me to help them. This is but one example of the myriad exchanges we've had that the general public would deem inappropriate and offensive. I knew from our first encounter that Randy and I were made for each other. Yet, as I think back to our first meeting, there was little indication that our relationship would last long. Whereas I was just beginning the process of acquiring caregivers, Randy was planning to transition away from his role as a certified nursing assistant. He had been doing this job for a couple years at the time, and he came from a family of medical professionals. Still, he wanted to do other things. I guess when he met me, I was too irresistible for him to go looking for another career. It was bromance at first sight. Today, Randy remains my primary caregiver. The longevity of our relationship is extremely rare in the world of home healthcare. I've had other caregivers who have lasted a few months, some were with me a few weeks, and some I only interacted with once or twice. In our 6 years together, our relationship has extended well beyond the narrow confines of my room. We've traveled together to the following cities: Charlotte, Orlando, Dallas, Los Angeles, Boston, and Philadelphia. Each trip came with its own adventures and idiosyncrasies. At our hotel in Disneyland, we came close to inciting a public incident when my bathing suit slipped as Randy lowered me into the swimming pool. In Philadelphia, I put my job on the line by letting Randy tell my coworkers, HR included, about a date he once went on with a woman who was extremely high. He's seen me graduate college, become an uncle, begin my adult career, and fail and succeed in my romantic endeavors. I've seen him meet the love of his life, start a career in insurance, get married, also become an uncle, and burst through the doors of the church building at the last minute for my brother's wedding. I was also there at his brother's funeral, just a few months after we met. Randy and I have been through it all together. We've laughed, loved, driven each other crazy, been angry, put each other down, and lifted each other up. We've seen each other in times of crisis, and in times of inexplicable happiness. To compare our relationship to a marriage isn't too far off. I used to be filled with anxiety about how I would ever find caregivers other than my parents. That idea seemed more like a fantasy after I had encountered so many setbacks and frustrations. Still, I knew I had to take that initial step of searching if I wanted anything in my life to change for the better. Oh, how glad I am today that I took that step. It may sound strange, but there's a sense of freedom that comes with putting your life in the hands of someone you can trust unconditionally. Through everything we've been through together, Randy has been a constant in my life. Even on our tensest days, I never had to worry about him not being there. So, as our work anniversary approaches, I dedicate this column to my brother, my friend, my irreverent Sam Gamgee, and my favorite butt wiper. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and blogger. Have you attended any of the Cure SMA conferences this week? Because of COVID-19, they had to cancel their in-person conference, but decided to take it virtual. I have to admit, this has allowed me to participate for the first time ever. Since it's so difficult for me to travel, I've never been able to physically attend. I'm planning on participating in a couple of the seminars as well as one of the adult online social hours. What's great is that they have seminars for the entire SMA spectrum, from the newly diagnosed families to us seasoned veterans and everyone in between. My co-worker, Kevin Schaefer, attends the conferences in person on a regular basis. It'll be interesting to get his take on the change of venue. If they do continue with the online format in the future, I hope they change it to a different time of the year. It's just too nice out to be stuck in front of the computer. Of course, that's just my opinion. What's yours? Share what you think about the conference going virtual at smanewstoday.com/forums. Kevin will be sharing his updates there as well. A question posed in the forums asked for social media suggestions for SMA patients of color. We have such a diverse community and we want to be as inclusive as possible. If you have anyone you think we should follow, head to our forums and let us know about them. Michael Morales' latest video was also released. He started the process to receive a new electric wheelchair and has some tips to consider when you do the same. I'm paying close attention because my 7-year-old chair is starting to fall apart beneath me. This led me to ask, you know when you need a new wheelchair when? I'd love to hear your response. So far, I've heard some interesting breakdown stories. Share yours at smanewstoday.com/forums. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.